Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 199 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann and today we will focus on Hofstede's idea of culture as the software of the mind. First up in our category, Absolutely Compared, we hear from a Portuguese student how sometimes Northern Europeans seem to compare all Southern European countries to Greece.
When people made some assumptions about Portuguese, and I was also very uncomfortable, like they talked about us being the Greeks of Europe, and I was very, well, like we are the other Greeks or something, taken aback, and I was like, what is going on? Why? I don't think that at all. That also made a bit of a shock and a crash.
In our second category, Absolutely Uninstalled, we hear Jean Lennox talk about how difficult it is to get rid of your childhood values later on in life.
I think you can never get rid of your roots. You have to learn to live with them, and you have to learn to live with things you might not agree with anymore, but they still have frightened you as a child or influenced your development. Basically, I suppose if you're very wise, you would say you're thankful for these roots and you make the best out of them. It's difficult.
In our last part, Absolutely Updated, Francisca Rodriguez tells us how she sometimes shocks her grandmother, who does not seem to have the same cultural updates that she has.
I said very casually that, I spent the weekend with my boyfriend, and I could see it on her face that she was like, oh my God, that's so scandalous. And I could tell. And so after that, I understood, I have to use the older version for her, because if not, this will create conflict.
But now let us start with the show. Recently, I got talking with Franziska, Vanessa, Andersen and Francisco, all from my class Intercultural Communication. Three of them are going through hundreds of intercultural experiences every week because they are students in a foreign country right now. In our first part, Absolutely Compared, we tried to find different metaphors for cultural experiences. Is culture perhaps like a box of apples, or like an onion, or perhaps like software?
For me, when I think of culture, I think of houses and I think of dress. It's the first things that come to my mind, like the way people dress and the way the houses are. Of course, other things too, but I think those two are the most prominent.
And also, if you have a big box with red apples and you put a green one inside, you see that the green one shouldn't be there. So it's like if you move from a country to another one, it's the same. You're in the wrong box.
Okay. Is that your feeling right now?
Not now, but when I came the first month, was quite strange. Because I wasn't in my country and everything was really different. Then the weather and people in Spain, we touch everybody a lot. So that for me was quite weird when people here don't kiss or that kind of things.
Yes, I agree with Fran. I would say that interaction and social interaction does have a part, especially in the touching part. I actually did miss it in the beginning, and I was so happy that there were people from other cultures, such as Spanish culture and Brazilian culture, so that we would sometimes kiss on the face, and it felt so heartwarming. Yeah, it felt super heartwarming for me because I'm like, contact, physical contact, this is amazing.
Okay.
I think the culture can be a lot of layers. At the first I thought of cake.
Okay.
But it's not like a cake because every layer is sweet and tasty. I think it's more like onion because every layer is difficult. If you go deep inside, make you cry. One of the biggest problems when I came here, people think, he's Brazilian. So they thought all Brazilians like football, all Brazilians like soap opera, all Brazilians like dancing.
Okay.
And when they start talking with me, they open the layer and say, maybe not. Okay. Let's try another thing.
Okay, because you're not interested in sports.
Yes.
Yes, and I see your point that if you go too quickly peeling the onion, taking one layer after the next, or even you take a knife and go right to the center of it, then maybe you get tears in your eyes.
I think that also happened a bit with me. There was a case when people made some assumptions about Portuguese, and I was also very uncomfortable. Like, they talked about us being the Greeks of Europe, and I was very, well, like, we are the other Greeks or something. I was taken aback, and I was like, what? What is going on? Why? I don't think that at all. That also made a bit of a shock and a crash.
Gerd Hofstetter says that culture is the software of the mind. Can you relate to that?
A software has to be created. So with culture, it's the same thing. You have people with some special culture, like religion or something, okay, and they tell you about it, and that's the way you come to this.
I think it's also, but in this case, it's a bit, the only difference I see is that software, usually you buy it, you choose the software you want.
Okay.
And on the software of the mind, you don't choose the culture you're born into. So later, when you grow older, you can choose, but when you are born, not.
Yeah. Kika said that you choose the software, but I think sometimes in your computer there are some malware or virus.
Oh, okay.
You don't choose to have them, so
okay,
it could be quite similar to culture.
I get it. How can we compare that to a phenomenon in culture? So what could be these malicious programs that sneak into your computer by the back door?
For example, I think TV... Mm-hmm. Could be an example of that. Even the news. You watch the news, and they, it depends on the channel where you watch them. They say one thing or another thing totally different. That it's kind of confusing.
Okay.
And yeah, you get it from TV all the time to your face. And finally, you have in your head, like virus or something comes.
Also, maybe some malware, like Fran said, would be prejudice. Like, for example, racism or xenophobia or something like that. I'm going to talk about the case of refugees. So when you hear bad news about the refugees, you inside maybe become a little bit racist or xenophobic because, oh, you heard that they did something wrong. But then you hear something good. You don't even understand that you absorb these kinds of concepts. It's, again, by TV and by...
social media as well.
Yes.
This discussion about Gerd Hofstetter's idea of culture as the software of the mind reminded me of an interview I took many years ago with Jean Lennox and Carsten Knese on the same topic. They talked about how difficult it is to get rid of a piece of cultural software once it has been installed successfully in your mind. In our category, absolutely uninstalled, we asked ourselves how we can get rid of a piece of cultural influence from your childhood.
If this is what you mean, being very much influenced by religion as a child and being taught that terrible things would happen to me, and it took me, if I did the wrong things, obviously, and it took me years to reprogram myself. I remember my first day at school, the first thing we had to draw was a picture of heaven and hell. And we knew right away if we weren't good, we would be in hell. And I mean, we were five, and this was in an Irish school, well, Irish area of England. And I often think about this, how we were programmed, and it took years to reprogram and realize that that wasn't going to happen.
Did you actively reprogram that?
Yes, I did, actually. It was one of the things I did have problems with. I spoke to a lot of people about it, to professionals as well, and yeah, basically. But it took a long time, and it was so deeply ingrained. I think it was so deeply ingrained in a lot of us at that time, and it was just very difficult to get rid of.
Right. Well, actually, I think this is true as well for real software of computers. Of course, you deinstall it, but I'm not a specialist, but it's not enough just to delete it, for example. I think just deleting the program doesn't get rid of everything. I think there is need to deinstall or something.
Yeah, it depends on the software, and it's becoming a bit technical now, because, I mean, if you have properly installed the software, you just delete it. There will remain parts of the software on the computer, so the deep roots of the software in the system, somewhere in the core, will remain, unless you don't thoroughly deinstall it. So if you compare that to culture, I think that it's sometimes very hard to really get rid of your roots, if you really can do that.
I think you can never get rid of your roots. You have to learn to live with them. And you have to learn to live with things you might not agree with anymore, but they still have frightened you as a child or influenced your development. Basically, I suppose if you're very wise, you would say you're thankful for these roots and you make the best out of them. It's difficult to be that wise, I'm quite sure. But I think that is what the software or the program we have is the only alternative we have, really. If, as you say, we are similar to computers, we can't deinstall ourselves.
So this would have been a piece of software that was installed when you were 5 years old, mm-hmm. or maybe even a little earlier, and took quite a time, and it kept being installed on your system. And it took
updated regularly, yes.
Updated also, yes.
Very regular.
You just said one very interesting thing, Jean, that if you compare to us being a computer, it takes other people to deinstall software.
I think that's different. I think we can have people help us deinstall it, but we have to let it be deinstalled. But I don't think you can deinstall, though. I don't know too much about computers, but if what you've said is correct, there are always traces left in the computer. That's the same with us as well. There are always traces of what we've learned.
Isn't it frightening how once our cultural software is installed on our systems, it seems almost impossible to get rid of it later? Perhaps Jean is right. We need to update the software rather than try to deinstall it, as traces of our old values will always remain on our hard disks anyway. Let us go back to Kika and Francisco talking about how they see their friends and family deal with cultural updates. In our last part, Absolutely Updated, we hear about some examples of cultural updates and how some people decide not to get updated at all.
In my country, Portugal, we have already same-sex marriage. It's already legal, but now we were trying to legalize same-sex couples' adoption of kids. But the president, he is a very old and very conservative person, and so he was against it, and he has the absolute power. So, and everyone around my age, in Facebook and social media, everyone is exploding, because for us, it's not that big of an update.
Right.
For us, it was like, it's an okay update. But for older people, for example, like Mr. President, it was absolutely impossible in his mind for this to happen.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I remember when my grandmother was still alive, they were already starting to talk about legalizing same-sex marriage. And she used to say, I have nothing against that, but could we please not talk about it? So somehow she knew she couldn't do anything against that, but she wouldn't want to discuss it at the dinner table. She was not prepared to buy that update before she died.
But then again, at least she already had a bit of the update in the way that she already accepted it.
Yeah.
She accepted it. She just didn't want to get too involved, I guess, because some people are absolutely anti-update. They're very resistant to the updates.
Yes.
And probably they will die without installing it. While for people like me, some updates, for example, the one about homosexuality, was a very easy update. But for generations like my parents' generation, I know it's harder.
Mm.
I think it's definitely especially harder for men than women because of the machismo, because of the macho men.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a very hard update for older men.
Do you sometimes that we have an update, but you are going back to the old systems?
I think, for example, I have an older friend and she has two children. And the first time I met her children, one of them, they both had very long hair, so I thought they were both girls. But actually, one of them was a boy.
Okay.
And I felt so ashamed because I'm very open about it. I don't mind a boy having very long hair. But I thought he was a girl. So my older version of the software is still a bit there.
Okay, that's
about
interesting.
Gender
yes.
role.
And that can be quite embarrassing. We had the same in South Africa. We were visiting people, acquaintances, but we didn't know them very well. We come to their house and we see that in the swimming pool, there are two white children and two black children. And first of all, we thought, wow, we haven't seen this for the last 2 weeks in South Africa. And here we see it. It's so nice that the black neighbor boys are allowed to play in their swimming pool. And then it turned out that the two black boys were actually the kids of our friends, and they were adopted. And it was actually the white neighbor boys who were visiting the swimming pool. We just assumed that if you're white, you have white children.
Yeah, well, I have another example. When you have to use the old version of your software, And for example, if you talk to people about politics or religion, I think are the most controversial topics, sometimes you have to use the old version of you and talk to him, because maybe if you tell them what you think, they will get mad to you. So that's like when you have a document in your computer and with the new version, you cannot open it. So you have to use the old one to open it.
That's interesting. So you choose when you are with people who wouldn't have the new system installed.
Yeah, and trying to try to change the topic as fast as you can.
Okay.
Yes, I know what you mean. For example, my grandmother, she's very prudish. So for her, sexuality is something that should never be talked about. And once I said very casually that, oh, I spent the weekend with my boyfriend. And I could see it on her face that she was like, oh, my God, that's so scandalous. And I could tell. And so after that, I understood, okay, I have to use the older version for her. Because if not, this will create conflict to her. And I don't want that.
Okay. And then you translate it into, I spent the weekend with some friends.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, forgive us if we got carried away a little with our metaphor, culture as the software of the mind. But it is true that there are a striking number of similarities between computer software and cultural software. Something to think about. Thanks to all of you who joined us for today's show. Please check out our website, absolutely-intercultural.com, which Anne has been improving over the last couple of months. Check out the new features, or just get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 4th of March. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.